on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Hey, should you feel obligated to do a year-end teacher gift? Like, is that an obligation, even though it's not really an obligation? You know what I mean? Let's get into this with Judge Jess, all right? Jess is not a real judge, even though that robe is pretty fancy. It's not a bad costume, to be honest with you.
On camera, it looks pretty legit.
It really does.
Yeah.
But legally, and I don't think they should be...
It's just for fun.
It's just for funsies. Yeah, this is just a little funsy segment that we do on Mondays. That's how the segment works. We always say, listen, if you're in a disagreement with somebody and you're not sure who's right and who's wrong, why don't you call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us the disagreement and then Jess will figure out who really is right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, my name is Nicole from Perry Hall, and I have a question for Judge Jess. So I got into this really awkward argument with two moms from my son's class because I refused to contribute money toward the giant end-of-the-year teacher gift that they're putting together. Like, these moms started a group chat asking every parent to contribute $25 for this giant teacher basket with gift cards and candles and snacks and all this extra stuff. And I know people are going to say, oh, it's only $25. Well, yeah, that adds up. I'm on a budget and it's a lot. I want to add that I do appreciate teachers, but when did this suddenly become mandatory? Like, if you don't contribute, suddenly you're the selfish parent. I actually had one of the moms literally say, teachers deserve more than that after dealing with your child all year. My child's an angel. Give me a break with that. Anyway, this has completely turned into what I like to call the rich mom Olympics. Yeah, $25 here, $25 there, no big deal. But when I'm trying to put together my car payment, all those $25 add up to that. And now I can't pay my car payment or my rent. Nobody buys me anything for doing my job. These moms are acting like I committed a crime because I said no. So Judge Jess, please, I just need you to help solve this. Who's right? Who's wrong? And thank you so much.
Damn. You know, it's a tricky topic, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not obligation, right? Like, honestly, I don't know how teachers would feel about this. And teachers, you may have to let us know how you feel about this. Like, do you expect a gift from these parents at the end of the year? Yo, by the way, she was pissed. Do you expect them to show up with a gift at the end? And, like, do you feel a certain way if they don't? Because, you know, times are tough. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, $25, not the end of the world. But, I mean, gas is, damn, $5 a gallon right now. So
I think that's the issue, though, where, like, $25 may not be the end of the world for one person, but we don't know what everyone is going through in their current state of life.
Right.
I think getting a teacher a gift at the end of the year is a kind gesture, and I love that the moms want to put something together, but I don't think you can bully or shame somebody else if they're not in the position to contribute. I think that's where it almost feels like kind of crappy. Like, how can you try to be doing something nice for somebody but then also be mean to someone else in the same sentence? It doesn't really make sense.
I guess she does make a good point, though. Is like, why do some jobs get, like, bonused for what they do and some jobs don't? Does that make sense?
I think it's kind to get the teacher a gift at the end of the year if that's something everyone can do.
Did you give your teacher? I don't remember, and I don't know if this is, like, I don't want to say, like, the wussification of America, but, like,
whoa,
I don't remember that, like,
that, well, I'm just saying,
I don't remember, like, that we, did you get your teacher a gift? I don't remember getting my teacher a gift at the end of the year.
Do you mean just, like, is this a newer thing
kids are doing? I don't remember doing that at the end of the year for my teachers.
Neither do
Fellas,
I.
Are you a wuss if you appreciate your teacher?
Yeah, that took a turn that did not need to go there. That was kind of crazy.
I'm just saying, I don't mean to be rude by,
like,
that.
Like, it's one thing if you don't want to participate, but also don't shame people for wanting to get teachers a gift at the end of the year.
That came out the
this
wrong way.
This is feeling very teachers, shamey for no reason.
I want to make sure we love our teachers. I just meant, like, is it a new expectation that we didn't have back in the day? That came out the wrong way.
But where did you say wussification?
Yeah,
like,
saying,
did you just,
like,
make up that word?
It's just
word?
A softer world than we used to have back in the day. Like, I don't think
by
teachers
getting
expected
a teacher a candle?
A gift. I don't think teachers expected it back in the day. I think teachers nowadays expect a gift at the end of the year. I think you expect that. It's almost like having a baby shower. Like, you expect a baby shower nowadays.
What?
You didn't expect that back in the day. So y'all just be pushing out babies, and that's just how it was.
I think there's been baby showers for a long time. I don't know where you're going with this. All
like
I'm saying is, teachers deserve a gift? Would it be a nice gesture? Sure, I think it's a very kind thing to do. But do I think you should be, like, shaming other parents if they can't afford to pitch in? No, I don't.
I have a question. Oh, wait, hang on, Libby, hang on. Where are you? Honestly, teachers, I got to ask that question. Teachers, do you expect a gift at the end of the year from parents? and you can be anonymous in this, like, we don't care, but you don't have to be. Do you really expect a gift at the end of the year? Because I think you do. I think you really do expect a gift. And that's fine. I think that's great. I would. I'll be honest with you. I would, because you've been working hard all year. You've been putting up with these kids. Like, if a parent didn't give me a gift, I would feel some kind of way. But you can be honest with us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Liz on 1 in Baltimore.
Liz, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Should parents give you a gift? I mean, should they feel obligated to, you think?
Look, at the end of the school year, all I expect is a hard time for my kids. So
why do you say that?
You're not expecting, like, a gift or anything like that?
No, they are ready for summer. They are ready to roll. Like, days are getting hard. At this point in the year, I don't expect parents to get me anything. I have kept every single card a kid has ever made me, or anything kids have ever made me. To me, that's more of an appreciation gift. So if that's all that family can do, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Do they, what percentage of parents do you think actually do give you a gift?
I mean, I've only gotten a couple gifts this year between, like, holidays and teacher appreciation and stuff, and it's not something I expect. Like, it's
okay.
Just,
cool.
My job is for the kids.
Easy peasy. Okay. So if you don't get a gift, you don't feel any kind of way. You're just like, nah.
You're like, get out of here.
Get out of here. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, like, even better. Just don't have to see you for the summer. It's even better.
Yeah, it's cool to get one, but, I mean, it's not something I expect.
See, I think I would. I'm going to be honest with you. As a teacher, I would see those kids walking out, and I'd be like, damn, y'all couldn't do nothing for me? Like,
I
just busted my ass this whole year.
Really.
That's why you're not a teacher, Kramer.
That's why I'm not a teacher. That's exactly
so true.
That's why I'm not a teacher. That's why you are. And thank you for what you do, by the way.
Yes,
we love our teachers. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, enjoy your summer. This is Elizabeth in Columbia. What's up, Elizabeth? Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you think? Do you feel like do you feel like parents should get their teacher a gift, or students? Do you feel like it should be an obligation, honestly?
I don't think it's an obligation. I do teach middle school. I think the level does matter. I have 130 students, so that's a lot of people. And I usually get about, like, 5 gifts for the end of school year. I do get more during the holiday and teacher appreciation. There's lots of times. Now, I will say, when my kids were in elementary school, I always got the elementary school teacher a gift. They are just with the kids all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So that one I would contribute to.
Now, why do you feel like the younger ones get more, though?
Because they only have, you know, 20 to 25 students. Well, now maybe 30. And they're there every minute of the day for the most part.
That
makes
sense.
I'm with each student for 50 minutes of the day.
Yeah. It's like a focused group where it's like you have them all day from beginning to end, where it's like you're just kind of like a stop on the schedule, really.
And you don't feel some kind of way, honestly, you don't feel some kind of way when you don't get a gift?
No, I really do not, especially not at the end of the year. Now, holidays, I definitely get more gifts, and Teacher Appreciation Week, our PTA spoils us out the wazoo.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, but end of the year, I don't know. That I generally, you know, get a handful, and it is fine.
The consensus that I think we're getting here is teachers and students are, everybody's just ready to get the hell
That's
out of there.
That's what the vibe is. Yeah, it's like, almost kind of like, it's okay. Like, yeah, we're good.
It's almost like a breakup. Like, it sounds like you guys are breaking up more than anything. Like, everyone's just kind of ready to go their own separate ways and, like, not look back. Is that kind of the vibe?
Well, I teach summer school as well, so I teach all year round.
Oh,
and then I keep in contact with a lot of my kids. Right, well, yeah, I have an 11-month-old at home, too, so, you know, child care is expensive.
Oh, girl, somebody get this girl a gift.
She deserves a gift. You definitely deserve a gift.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.